Everybody agrees with Gatzer Yaseh that it's a Chovas Gavra. So it is a Chovas Gavra. It means to say that a person's Chayv inherently is Chayv from his bowel. No condition, right? Question is, with regard to the Losaseh, with regard to Losaseh, do I say, with regard to Losaseh, that also it's an inherent Chiyuv on the Gavra to keep the Losaseh? You say, it's an inherent Chiyuv on the Gavra to keep the Losaseh. Or do I say no? And with regard to Losaseh, it's not the same thing. All the Losaseh in the Torah is no inherent Chiyuv on the Gavra to keep them. It's just an Isser. So if something comes along and knocks off the Isser, is Docha the Isser, so then there's no problem. So that's the position of the Ramban. Ramban says the Losaseh are not a Chovas Gavra. Losaseh are just violations that you encounter. You're not allowed to do them. But there's no Chovas Gavra involved. I don't have to make sure I'm not over a Losaseh. So therefore, I'm confronted with Mitzvah Mila, so what do? I do Mitzvah Mila. And then later there's a Losaseh, and what's going to happen? I'm going to have to do Mechal Shabbos, so what? So Pekuach Nefesh is Dochas, no problem. But according to the Baal HaMor, even the Losaseh of Shmiras Shabbos is really a Chovas Gavra. It's a Chovas Gavra. I have to make sure that I don't violate Shabbos. So therefore, what's going to happen is that if I Mekayim Mitzvah Mila comes out, I'm going to be Deicha Shabbos. And you're not allowed to be Docha Shabbos from Achshir and Mila, which is heating up water. So I'm not allowed to do L'chatchila. But Shabbos against Mila. They both are confronted with two Chovas Gavras. Chovas Gavra of Mila and a Chovas Gavra of Shmir Shabbos. So the Chovas Gavra of Shmir Shabbos is going to take precedence. By Shabbos, because you see, he equates it to the case of Shechita, with the Eifer. Even on Jabbana. Shira and Mila are not Docha Shabbos. So in advance, you can't do the Mila because it's going to come out. You're going to be Docha Shabbos because of the heating water, which the Torah didn't allow. The Torah allowed you to be Docha Shabbos for Mila. Now in advance, you're going to be Docha Shabbos because you're going to bring in the case of the Pekuach Nefesh. So because of the Pekuach Nefesh, you're going to bring yourself a situation that you're going to be Docha Shabbos because of Mila. Now I do that. Most assays are like any assay which are unconditional. And this is mentioned one of that with regard to the assay, same thing with the assay. In other words, an assay itself, let's say I have an assay to put on foam. Don't I buy myself a pair of foam? Can't do it.
Well,
I don't bake matzah. What do I violate? The night of Pesach comes around. I don't have any matzah. Can't help it. Apparently, you see that the chi of assay means that you should ensure. You have to ensure the situation of kiyum asay. Not just when the chiyuv is chal on you that you must do it, because otherwise everybody's an honest. So over here also, the chiyuv of the shmiras losasay means you have to ensure the fact that when the situation arises, you're going to be able to keep the losasay. Say it was just when the chalos chiyuv occurs. So I don't build a sukkah before sukkahs. Now it's I'm not allowed to build a sukkah on the sukkahs anyways. And I have a chiyuv sukkah. No, I'm potter. That's all. Honest Rachmana Padre. Shmiras asay is not synonymous with chovas asay. But the chovas asay doesn't take place until the night time. That's when I have a chiyuv sukkah. Right? As mentioned, very, very good. With the Rambam, with all those priorities over there. What if you have this? What do you do? Kiddush and the whole thing. You see, that's an halacha in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The to ensure the asiyas HaMitzvahs, part of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Not just when the chiyuv is chal, chalos chiyuv and the chovas gavra is two different. And the chiyuv of the gavra is two different things. One time at a chatira, I go with him. One time at a chatira, whether you're allowed to go into space. The question is whether the assay of Shabbos is a chovas gavra or not. Chovas gavra or not, right? Into space is shmir Shabbos a chovas gavra, in which case you're not allowed to leave the planet. It's a chovas gavra. Chovas gavra, so then you can't do it. But if it's a halacha in a condition that when Yom HaShvi, the condition of Yom HaShvi is Mechayev me in Shabbos, so if I don't have the condition, I don't have the condition. See? But even the Baal HaMor might agree that you can go into outer space. Why? Because he only says on the low sase, The low sase, there's no chilul over there. He says when there's a low sase, in the situation of a low sase, there's no Shabbos. Even though it's a drabbanon that it counts the seventh day, right? But you see, if it wasn't a chovas gavra, the whole thing would be nonsensical. How essential would make sense? Yeah, well, it's all about Allah. You gotta think about that. Let's say in the case of Dechuyah. Let's say it's Dechuyah. Now, what does Dechuyah mean? Dechuyah means you have one force against the other force, right? Dechuyah. You have to cook Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Now, let's go. So, when I actually, Dechuyah doesn't mean Hutra. So, am I actually doing, am I actually being Mechal Shabbos? So, what's the answer? Am I being Mechal Shabbos? Yes, am I allowed to do it? What does it mean Dechuyah? It means there's a Maisachil Shabbos. There is a Maisachil Shabbos, right? But the Gavra is exempted from all culpability with regard to this Maisa. Of course, that's Dechuya, right? But the Maisachil Shabbos still is there. So what the Ran is saying is that a person is not permitted to bring himself to a Maisa, to a Maisa Vera. Even though the Maisa Vera is abstracted, is separated from the Gavra, from making the Gavra an Avayon. Even though the Gavra is not an Avayon, but you're not allowed to bring yourself to perform a Maisa Vera. Where it's optional, so then it comes out that I'm bringing myself to do a Maisa Avera, even though there's no culpability in the Gavra Nachai, but I actually brought myself to do a Maisa Avera. But where there's a Chi of Mila, there's a Mitzvah's Mila, so you can't say I brought myself to a situation of doing a Maisa Avera, and I'm Chai to do Mila. I have a Chi of Mitzvah, I have to do it. To voluntarily involve himself in a Maisa Avera, even though the culpability is removed from the situation, because of the situation. But it's still a Maisa Avera. You're not allowed to bring yourself in such a situation. But where there's a Chi of Mila, so then, what do you mean? Well, you can't say, well, I put myself in a situation. I have to answer to the Chi of Mila. I must do it. Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, and Zvach. Whether if I'm Makrav the Ein Tzadi first, Do I continue that cover the inner tadir, or no? I pull it away and go back to the tadir and the maris the dam. So what's the question? So they want to say it's a question of emavrin olamitzvus. Emavrin. So what was the question? Emavrin olamitzvus. Which takes precedence, tadir or emavrin olamitzvus? Okay, that's one way to learn. I guess I asked a question on the Gemara in Zvachim Nasari Aleph and Aleph. He says the Gemara's question from Tadav Shana Tadir. The Gemara wants to bring a question. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from the case of Shvitas of Pesach, that if you shech the Pesach first, what should I do? That I should stop and shech the Talmud first. I should stop and do the and then shech the Pesach first. I should stop and do the go back to the Talmud. Yeah, do I see? So he says it doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the whole question of Gemara is Ein Mavrin Olam Mitzvahs. So Ein Mavrin Olam Mitzvahs means to say that once I'm involved already, he's learning Shat and Gemara like this. That once I'm involved, so now I have a toss up Tadav Shena Tadav against Ein Mavrin Olam Mitzvahs. So what do I do? He says, but in the case of Pesach and Talmud, you can't bring any proof from the fact that I stopped. And I go and I stop the Pesach and I go back to the Talmud. Because over there, that's the Seder Advarim. And by Seder Advarim, I don't care about the Emavin Olamitzvus. Varaya, Tzvon Shel Yad, Tzvon Shel Rosh. If I touch the Shel Rosh first, so if I get the Shel Rosh first, I still go back to Shel Yad. Because the Seder Advarim is Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So you see, wherever there's an exclusive Seder, you don't care about Emavin Olamitzvus. But what's the more exclusive? Tadr Shem and Tadr. Tadr Shem and Tadr is a different question. The question as far as Kadim is concerned, but there's no order. But where there's a set order, like over here, so definitely you have to go by the set order. That's discussion. So we want to learn different Pshat in the Gemara. Not the Gemara's question is Emafin Ola Mitzvahs, but the Gemara's question is, in the act of Kedima, what's the definition of Kedima? Is Kedima Halacha Negavra, or Kedima is Halacha Nechefza Shakar? It means like, if there's Halacha Negavra, so it means if I shecht the She'enet Tadir first, so it means that the Gavra must do the Meiser to the Einer, to the Tadir first. When he did the Meiser to the Einer Tadir, that's it. So then that's the end of the Kedima. That's the end of the Kedima. So now there wouldn't be any benefit in stopping and going back to the Tadir. But if I say it's not Alach on the Gavra, but Alach on the Chefza Shal Tadir must be Nikra first, so then I have to stop in the middle and go back. Not a question of the illness. The Gemara definitely held that if it's Allah and the Chetzah Shal Korban, you must go
to the Tadir.
What the Gemara brings a riot from Mincha. Or there's another riot from Mincha. Unless it's, I guess. That really, you had what? The Chovas. You had the Chovas Musaf preceded. Preceded Chovas Mincha. Right? So since the Chovas Musaf preceded the Chovas Mincha. So therefore, what should I do when Musaf and Mincha occur? So what should I do? So I should really do Musaf first. Because I'm already involved in what? In Musaf. Because the Gemara is considering you involved by nature of the Chov. The Chov makes you involved. The same thing with Kiddush. The Gemara is saying that by Kiddush, since you have Kiddush Hayom, so the Kiddush Hayom already makes you involved in Yom. You see? So the Gemara says, nevertheless, you see, if you leave those things, and you go to the, you leave the Musaf, and you go to Mincha. So you see proof that even though I'm involved, it says that whenever there's a Loch of Kedima, there's a Loch in the, and it doesn't matter if I started. It doesn't matter if I started. Wherever there's a Loch in Kedima, you break it. You break it. Because the chiyah, because you're involved, the chiyah is involved. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not considered involved. It's not considered so therefore when Zman Mincha occurs, it's as if Musaf and Mincha are side by side. So then I'm not breaking Kedima by doing Mincha first. And I didn't break the Kedima by the fact that I was involved in Musaf. So that's the one that. That's the question. The Gemara's question is not a question of Emafin Ola Mitzvahs. The Gemara's question is a question in Kedima in general. What's the definition of Kedima? Is Kedima in the Halacha exclusively in the Gavra? So therefore, once I started, that's it. I broke the Kedima. I can't go back and do Kedima anymore. It's because I did this already. I broke the concept of Kedima. What do I say? No, since it's Halacha in the Guf HaKorban, the Chetzah HaKorban, that this demands, the Chetzah demands that it be done first, so then, it doesn't matter that I start. You always go back. Look in the chafta, so now you can't proceed. Because every step in the chafta, the other chafta is demanding that it should go first. Be first, in other words, if the chafta has to be first, it'll be first. As far as Rika is concerned.